Continuing with the topic of mitzvah sichas kavana, as relates to chinuch, so hope you got a chance to see the question of the Turiyavin. The Turiyavin asks a very fascinating question about if we assume mitzvah sichas kavana, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to have kavana. So children, as we know, he brings a number of sources, but we know that children, lavar das ninu, they don't have the ability to have kavana. So then how is a child ever able to perform a mitzvah? Chachamim instituted the mitzvah of chinuch, but they institute a mitzvah of chinuch that should be performed in a way where they do everything the way Gadol should do it. So if the essence of the mitzvah is mitzvah sichas kavana, so how's a child ever yotzi the mitzvah? That is a question, very fascinating question. The Turiyavin, not that you need my hasakama, but he's filled with incredible questions. And so many shirim were given just to answer Shiloh of the Turiyavin, what he writes all throughout Masechet Rosh Hashanah and his other svarim that he has. So either way, the Turiyavin answers, Elavadai kaven deha dela bar kavanahu, it's katnusahu de kagarmle. The fact that child doesn't have proper kavana, it's a function of his age, a function of his maturity. It's not an inherent psul to him. It's not that he's a sumo or has some other type of psul. It's not inherent. It's just an age factor. It's inevitable that it's going to grow upon him. Uchshiyagdil bar kavana, when he becomes older, bar mitzvah, matured, he's going to have the proper kavana. There's not going to remove a child from the mitzvah of chinuch. K'deishe l'chshich yagdiyo, when he gets older, yebar kavanahu yeragil mechunach mitzvah. So we want to prepare him already now that when he gets older, he's prepared and accustomed to performing mitzvahs. So this is the Turiyavin. This is his pshat here. So in order to really appreciate his pshat, I believe we have to understand a little bit about the nature of chinuch, but before doing so, I want to just knock off three quick answers, and then we'll focus in on chinuch. What are the three quick answers? So three quick answers to a different approach how to answer Turi Evan's question. And one, I believe, is found, we could use a Rav Chanan Wasserman, what he writes in Kovet Shirim, regarding another question that the Turi Evan himself asks in, I think, Chagiga, maybe, Davav Dav Zayin. He asks, we actually dealt with this in the Winter Kol in Boca. So there he asks a question that the mitzvah of chinuch, what's the mitzvah of chinuch? It's that Chachamim said that you have to perform the mitzvah when you're a child. So why do the children have to listen to the Chacham, right? Who said they have to, you know, they're part of the mitzvahs. So we spoke about earlier this week or last week, Lo Sasser. Lo Sasser is the source you listen to Chacham. Okay, you and I have to listen to Chacham. We have to listen to the Torah. We're chayv mitzvahs. A child isn't chayv mitzvahs. So what gets him to be mechayv and listen to Chacham in the first place? He doesn't have to listen to the Torah. He's a part of the mitzvahs. So it's like a catch-22. He's chayv to listen to Chachamim, but what's the source of listening to Chachamim if he doesn't have to listen to the Torah? So that's the question a number of Mepharshim deal with. What's the understanding of the chi of chinuch and the children? So Rav Chanan has this famous idea that's been developed by many others. I mentioned Rav Asher Weiss is very fond of this approach, as is others, that Rav Chanan says that as follows. He says, Lefi'ana, what I mentioned earlier, Asi Shapir, the Chamashit Tzavu Chachamim, anything that Chachamim command, Anu Yodim Shekein Hu Gam Ratzon Hashem. Anything Chachamim command is part of Ratzon Hashem. The Davar Zer La'asos Ritzoni is Baruch Shemo Kol Bay Olam Mitzuvin Ve'omnim Mitchias B'yasan Hazeh. We are commanded from the beginning of time to perform. The Chol HaNimtzom Nivru La'asos Ritzon Konim. Any creature on this world was created to serve Hashem and fulfill His Ratzon. V'chopal Hashem L'maneu V'hadakot and Pater. So why are children Pater? They're Brios, they're creations, they're creatures. Why are they Pater? Mishum Shekein Hu Ratzon Hashem L'Pater. Hashem wanted to exempt them. Aval Mechevin Shegazu Chacham Alav. Once Chacham goes there, that children must perform mitzvahs. And we know that the Chacham have the ability to match their mind with the mind of the Ribbono Shalom. Memela chayv lasos kidivrem. You have to follow Chachamim. Shekeinu ratono yisbarach. That's Ratzon Hashem. So what Rav Chanan says, it's not because of a pasuk lo sasser. There's this general idea of that which is called Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem. This might be an explanation of Das Torah. Now is not the time for it, but Das Torah, if you have a certain posuk, whoever is considered Das Torah, if you believe in the concept of Das Torah, that Gdolei Ador know the Ratzon Hashem. Now, maybe they don't know, but whatever they say is a gilui of what Ratzon Hashem is. So even though technically we can't point to a pasuk that children are chayvin chinuch because they're patur from the Torah, but once Chacham established it, it doesn't need a source anymore. That's Ratzon Hashem. That's Ratzon HaTorah, and that's how he gets around the problem of a lo sasur. I think we could take this idea and say as follows by mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Eino chanami, children have no kavana, and they won't fulfill that aspect of mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But in the end of the day, the concept of chinuch is Ratzon Hashem, and therefore they must perform the mitzvahs because Ratzon Hashem. That's the answer. There's no questioning. Once you say Ratzon Hashem, there's no questioning anymore. So that's one answer as to why children are chayvin chinuch, even though they can't fulfill the aspect of kavana. A second answer, and then we could suggest something we were saying yesterday, on yesterday's discussion about whether or not kavana is an ikur element of the mitzvah or not. Is it primary? Is the kavana the ikur? Or is the kavana simply it's tafel, it's secondary, it helps guide? We spoke about what the stam das of a person is, that stam das of a person, according to one opinion, is the shei mitzvah. And only if he has negative das does it undo it. But stam kavana is focused on performing the mitzvahs. Or no, you have to create kavana. You have to have more than just awareness. You have to infuse it with some level of kavana. So maybe this could be applied to this as well, that maybe the mitzvah of tzichas kavana, that idea, is not that the kavana is the ikar. If the kavana were to be ikar, children don't have that das. They can't have das. They don't know have that high level of awareness. But tzichas kavana simply means don't have negative das, but stam das, just going about your business, is sufficient. So maybe children actually can supply that kavana you need. They can create kedusha, they can infuse kedusha, they can, but they have stam das. So maybe the level of kavana necessary would indicate whether they can fulfill the mitzvah of tzichas kavana. And the third suggestion, before I go through the rest of this year, which is going to be the main topic, the third suggestion is related to tzichas kavana, which is found in a discussion of Ber Halacha. We haven't touched upon yet whether the requirement of kavana, of mitzvah tzichas kavana, whether that's a chiv midiraisa or a chiv midirbanan. And the Prima Gadim has a suffix, whether it's a deraisa chiv or a derban chiv. The Ber Halacha, the very last marmakum in Samech, Simen Samech, he quotes the Prima Gadim. He quotes a Rash Bam in Psachim, who indicates that it's a Chiv Medaraisa as well. And the Levush says it's a Chiv Deraisa, but the Prima Gadim is a mistopic whether it's a Deraisa or Derabanan. Maybe one other avenue could be, if you assume Mitzvah Tzichas Kavana is only Midrabanan, so maybe you could say, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. They said that Mitzvah Tzichas Kavana Midrabanan, and they also said Ketanim are Pater, they don't have to fulfill that element of Tzichas Kavana. Hey Mamru, they said it's Derabanan, but they said it's not applicable in this particular case. If it's going to be Deraisa, however, the need for Mitzvah Tzichas Kavana, it's much harder then to say that Chachamim uprooted that particular din. So these are three just quick approaches before getting to the main part of the shir, which again is this Ratzon Hashem, there's no questions, or because the level of Kavana needed is very low level and Ketanim actually can fulfill the level of Kavana needed, or that maybe Tzichas Kavana is only din Derabanan, and they built in a kula that children don't need kavana on this concept of Rabbanan. That's all for the most part from the angle of tzichas kavana. But let's focus now on the mitzvah of chinuch, and which I think is where the Torah Evin is really placing his emphasis, to understand how this would also answer the question from the angle of the nature of chinuch. So the mitzvah of chinuch really begins this discussion as a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, which hopefully you had a chance to see, where Rashi in Brachos Daf Mem Ches, he asks a question as to why can't a katan, shegila chinuch, why can he be motzi, someone else in benching, if the person who's being yotzei, is only chai midirbanan. In other words, let's say a person only eats a kazayas, a bread. So as Rashi points out, you're chai in benching only on a rabbinic level. A katan is chai in chinuch, also on a rabbinic level as well. So why don't we say the katan, chayv midirbanan, is motzi another gadol who's only chayv on a dirbanan level? To which Rashi says, because the nature of chinuch is that lo mechayv, he's not chayv, the child himself isn't chayv in the benching. De'aleh de'avuahu de'rami l'chanuche. The mitzvah of chinuch is incumbent upon the father. The father has to ensure that his children are doing the right thing. It's on the father. It's mutal al ha'av. This, of course, is always a very important question to raise. Whenever you have mitzvahs, the father and the children, who's the mitzvah on? So Mordechai came back from a bris. So there's a famous discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim, whose obligation is the mitzvah of Mila? So you'd all tell me, of course, the father's obligation. What obligation exists on the child? The child's 8 days old. The child is not capable of doing anything. But there is an opinion in the Rishonim that the child's actually chayiv in the mitzvah, but he's just not able to because he's too young and capable. So the father is a shliach of his child, but it's really mutal al haben. You have this question by every mitzvah av la ben. Mitzvah pinyan haben. Is it the father's chayiv? Is it the child's chayiv? There's a Gemara in Bechoros which seems to have the machlokas tanaim whose obligation this is. Gemara talks about a case. Let's say the father was never had a pinyan haben. For whatever reason, his own father never did a pinyan haben. And the child now, he's a child who is also a pinyan haben worthy. So now the father and the child has to do a pinyan haben. Now the father is 30 and the child is 30 days old. But he only has 5 slum, right? This crazy case, he has 5 silver coins. Whose pinyan should he do? His own? Or should he do his child's? So, one, the Tanakhama says he should do his own, because mitzvah begufo is better than the mitzvah on the child. But then Rabbi Huda says, no, because a father's chiyuv is not his chiyuv, it's really his father's chiyuv. It's not my obligation to be nifta, it's not my obligation, it's my father's obligation. So my obligation is on my own child, so I should be pulled to my child, and let my father deal with my own pidyon next. So the Tanai themselves are arguing about whose chiyuv is pidyon abenon. It exists by bris mila, and it exists by chinuch as well. So while Rashi says the obligation is on the father to perform the mitzvah, Tosos says in one of his questions on Rashi's pshat here, he says, Dochek lomar, bekatan shegil chinuch, kare enu mechuy b'banan? A child's not called chayiv in mitzvahs? Of course he's chayiv in mitzvahs. It's not the father's obligation, it's a child's obligation to do mitzvahs. What the Chachamim did by chinuch is, the Torah says at 13 you're chayiv mitzvahs. And for a girl, you're chayiv at 12. They said, let's make that number earlier. Take the same exact mitzvah of lulav, sukkah, and make the age to be 10, 9, whatever the age is. And they just made the age earlier, but they put the chayiv on the gavra, on the individual, not on the parent. So this is a very, very important machlokas between Rashi and Tosos, and it comes up in many, many areas. So one area comes up is a mother chayiv in chinuch as well? Does a mother have to be mechanech the child? So if the mitzvah is on the child, there's no discussion. The mother's not involved in that. This discussion could only be relevant if you talk about the chiyuv being on the parent. So I'll just throw out a few mar makomos and the raid here about the mother's involvement. There's a Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah talks about on Daf, was it Beis Mabez, I think it is. Hold on, let me just find it quickly. Talking about Hilni Amalka. She was a queen. The Gemara says that she would make sure that her children would be sitting in the Sukkah, even though women are putrim in a Sukkah. She had Shiva Banim, the Gemara says. And the Gemara says she only acted al pi chachamim. And since it's a chiyuv chinuch, it's impossible if having 7 children, none of them are patrim chinuch. It has to be at least one, if not more, who's chayiv in chinuch. So she had to ensure that her children were performing the mitzvah of sukkah. So some point to this Gemara that Hilni Amalka, as a mother, is chayiv in mechanech the children. There is a Rashi in Maseches Chagiga, right in the beginning of Daf Beis, where the Mishnah talks about the mitzvah aliyah l'regel. Hakol chayavim b'riya. Everybody needs to go show themselves on Har Bayis and the Shlosh Regalim, bring a carbon riyah along with them. And the Mishnah goes on to talk about a child who's not able to ride on the shoulders of the father, he's pater, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says if he can't hold a hand of his child to walk up Har Bayis, he's pater. It's a different shiurim of what age you're pater from as a katan. But Rashi makes a comment there. He says, Eze katan. So they talk about if he can ride the father's shoulders or hold the father's hand to climb up Har Bayis. But Mikan ve'elach, apa pishe nuchayv min haTorah, hitilu chachamim al aviv ve'al ima lachancho b'mitzvos. Rashi is l'shitaso. They talk about the obligation of chinuch on the parent, and he adds in, not only is the father obligated, but the mother is obligated as well. So Rashi seems to align nicely with the Gemara in Sukkah, that Hilni Amalka was making sure that her children were fulfilling the mitzvah of chinuch. It's on the parents. There is, however, a Tosis Yishanim in Maseches Yuma Daf Pei Beis Amin Aleph. Tosis Yishanim, he writes here, you know, I'm almost 40. I'm like 2 months away from 40. They say when you hit 40, you need reading glasses. So I'm mamish, like, these small, I use these small gemaras, I'm fine with them. But when you get to, like, the side, periods from the side with, like, the small letters, it's crazy. I think I could play basketball still also now. Obviously, I can't do that either. So, anyways, let's see if I could find this line here. Just bear with me. Here we go. He says, here we go. That Adam, the only obligation, he says, dechinach, he quotes from Rebbe. Rebbe Omer, dechinach lo shayach ela ba'av, only in the father of Abba, Adam acher lo shayach bechinach, no one else, even the mother not. Umay said, dehilni amalka, how come she was doing chinuch if she's not chayv? Shema havalehem, maybe there's a father. Maybe the father was the one who was really taking care of everything and just gave credit to her, but really the father. And even if there's no father, she was just doing some general type of chinuch, but it wasn't really as an obligation. So there's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos Yishanim whether mother's chayv in chinuch. But you could only have this conversation if in fact you think the obligation is on the parent. Once you assume the obligation is on the child, there is no discussion here at all. So that's the basic machlokas. Who's the chiyuv chinuch on? The parent or on the child? Now that being said, this helps understand a different discussion that's found in the Rishonim. How detailed does one need to be with the mitzvah of chinuch? So there's a Tosfos in the beginning of Maseches Chagiga as well. Tosfos asks a question. How is it possible that Mishnah had said, we just mentioned, that a child, if he's the age of chinuch, he brings a carbon. So Tosfos says, how can he bring a carbon? He says, Heichi samich ala de katan, eino samich. The Gemara Menachos says a katan cannot perform smicha. When you bring a carbon, you have to lean your hands on the animal, it's called a smicha, and you lean all your weight on the animal. The Gemara Menachos says, a katan can't perform smicha. So if you can't perform smicha, how in the world is a katan able to bring a carbon ria here? To which Tosa says, "V'yeshlomar da'af agav de'lo samich ala." Even though he doesn't perform smicha, mikol makom damya l'chinuch ba. It's similar to chinuch, the type of a low-level chinuch, or perhaps you could say that chinuch doesn't require all the various details necessary. So to develop this a little bit further, there is a din by Hilchos Lulav. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch based in the Gemara that in Simon Tafresh Nun Zayin of the Shulchan Aruch that there's a whole Simon dedicated to buying a chinuch set for a child. Hakatan yadeh lanane la lulav. He knows how to properly shake the lulav. Aviv chayv laknos la lulav kadeh lachanuch b'mitzvos. An obligation to buy a chinuch set. Now, when you guys, mit Hashem, have children, those perhaps who do, and they get old enough to perform the mitzvah lulav, so don't get tricked into buying a chinuch set. Don't get tricked into that. Oftentimes, a chinuch set means it's a puzzle set. That's not good for chinuch. Chinuch has to be a kosher set. So I remember one year there was a very big shortage of lulavim. I was at a place not here, but somewhere else outside the Five Towns looking for lulavim, and then there's nothing really good. None of the lulavim were good, and they sent me, I was able to say, show me a kosher one. I pointed out all the ones they were trying to put on display were all puzzle. So they let me go to the back to look, and they're very careful. You have to be very careful with lulavim because they could get broken very easily. You could split the middle. So I got to look in the back through all of them. But that's oftentimes, they sell you a chinuch set. It just means it's usually puzzle. which means you don't get the mitzvah. So make sure when you buy a chinuch set, it's kosher. And if not, so if you're going to buy a chinuch set, buy a regular set to get the mitzvah for your children. So it has to have all the dinim, has to be kosher. You can't buy a lemon. A lemon won't work for chinuch. It has to be the dal minim as kalacha, and all the various details. Now, there's certain chumras, certain hidurim that you don't have to do a hidur. Hidur's not obligated by chinuch, but has to fulfill a kosher lulav, a kosher hadasim, a ravos, and esrogim. Now, one interesting shala comes up, however, which is with respect to a borrowed lulav. Lulav she'ela, it doesn't work on the first day of lekachem lechem b'yom harishon. You have to buy, you have to own it. The Gemara says, there are three mitzvahs that you must own in order to perform the mitzvah. Anyone knows what the three mitzvahs are? Can you hear? Lulav, right? Lulav? No? No? Challah, excellent. Challah? And matzah. It says, Ariso Seichem by Challah. You have to own the Challah to be mafresh Challah. And it says, Gzer Shav, the Gemara in Tukkah says, Lachem, Lachem, not Ches, but Lachem with a Chaf. You own it. The Gzer Shav to matzah. It doesn't say matzah Shem anywhere, but it says the word Lachem by matzah. You have to own matzah. As an interesting point there, the Sfas Emes has he wonders if you have to own matzah, so how come people are not makbid on being makne matzah over? Right? When you come to my house, I don't give the matzah to my family. They eat my matzah. So how come you don't fulfill lachem? He's a tzarchin. So the truth is that those who know, the Sfas Emes, it must be there's a certain, it's understood, it's an implicit kavanah. Whatever food goes to your plate, it's yours. You don't have to actually articulate it. Whatever matzah gets to you, that's yours. But those who know, it's recommended, if you remember, it's a chumr, but to say before the meal, any matzah you get, it's going to be yours, you own it, lachem, and you'll fulfill the mitzvah to the kalacha. Now you asked me a question, you can't be makna things on Shabbos, you can't be makna things on Yontif, the tzarech mitzvah you're allowed to. Best would be to say before Leil Seder, any matzah you get tonight is yours, Breira, it's already now yours from when you'll get it, I'm makna to you at this point, but even if you wait until Yontif, it works as well. So you have to own the matzah, you have to own the dough, you have to own lulav. So we know, therefore, that a mitzvah, a lulav, that she'ula is pater, it's pasul. I don't own it, it's borrowed. How do I get the mitzvah of lulav? It's borrowed. So that's why you have to own your own lulav. So now, the problem becomes, let's say you didn't buy a chinuch set for your child. So I want to, what I do with my children who are adults. I have girls who are over bas mitzvah. My boys are not yet bar mitzvah. My oldest will be in January, Mir Tashem, Parshat Yisro. So I could mock them to my daughters, to my wife, that, here's the dal minim, it's yours. They get lachem, and they could shake the mitzvah and give it back to me. Mock it back to me. Now, they don't really have to mock it back to me already, because now I already fulfill the mitzvah day one. Shula works the rest of the days. Now, what happens if I want to mock it over to my child under the age of chinuch? The Gemara says, can't give back to you. Children are very selfish, right? They could be kona things, but they don't know how to share things. They can't give things away. So the Gemara says they could be kona, they can be makna. So the Gemara says in Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way in Tafresh and Ches, Lo yitnena b'yom rishon lakatan kodem sheyatzeba. Don't give your dal mim to a child before you fulfill your mitzvah, because mipnei shekatan kona, he could acquire things, veino makne lacherim minator, but he can't give things back to you. So if you didn't get the mitzvah yet, you gave it to him, you just lost your mitzvah, because you're not going to get it back from him, you can't get it. And therefore, first make sure you're kona it yourself, you own it, shake the dal minim, and then you can be makin it over to him to the mitzvah. Fine. So now, the Shulchan Aruch there, rather the Mishnah Berurah there, in Tifkat and Chavches writes, as follows. He says, Yesh omim, yesh me'achron muhold, shesovrim de mitzvah chinuch miskayim gam b'sha'ul, that you can fulfill the mitzvah chiyav chinuch, rather, through a borrowed lulav. That also fulfills the mitzvah of chinuch. So how does that work? If I as a gadol can't be yotze with a lulav shula, how can he? So it says the Shaar Tzion in the bottom there. The Shaar Tzion comments. This the vaday sphere lay the mitzvah chinuch hu rak al etzma mitzvah v'lo al pratei hamitzvah. There's certain details that are considered secondary and certain things that are primary. An esrog is primary. A lemon wouldn't work. That's the ikar part of the mitzvah. The details of who owns it, that's called the prate mitzvah. That's not needed. It's like smicha. Smicha of the carbon is not necessary. It's a prate mitzvah. But as long as the ikar mitzvah is there. So what comes out is that there seems to be a very important machlokas. How detailed do you have to have chinuch? So according to Pashup Shad is, you have to have every detail that I need to fulfill as a gadol, I need to apply to my child as well. While this other opinion, which is the mashmelos of the Mordechai, is that no, only the ikar mitzvah is necessary, but not the prate hamitzvah. That being said, there's a tshuva Igos Moshe points out in Yerideya, Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Chavdal. He says this machlokes seems to connect to the machlokes of who the mitzvah of chinuch is on. If you say the mitzvah of chinuch is on the child, which means that instead of a 13-year-old boy getting the mitzvah, I'm saying an 11-year-old boy needs to do the mitzvah, is taking the same exact mitzvah and just applying it to an earlier age, which carries with it all the various details, all the prate mitzvah. It has to be lachem and everything else along with it. But if you assume that the mitzvah is on the parent, so it wasn't extending a mitzvah onto the child to an earlier age. They made a new mitzvah that parents need to ensure that the children are in an environment whereby they're making the children accustomed, regular, to perform mitzvahs, even though the details aren't there. So I got him a lulav. Okay, fine. The detail of being shaul versus lachem is not there. But the ikar mitzvah is there, and I'm able to put him in an environment to experience the mitzvah. And the more you focus on the parents, the less details are necessary. But the more you focus on the child, and Moshe says, you need to include all the various details. And Moshe has a couple other tshuvas talking about this, related to other topics of chinuch, but that's the basic machlokas, and that's how it plays in. Now, that being said, after discussing all this, we have to go through the Rambam now, but the Rambam himself, I guess, just saying out loud, outside, the Rambam points out in different places that the mitzvah of chinuch, he says, seems to be on the parent, and on the children, different lashonos of the Rambam, but Rabbeinu Manoach, one of the mefarshim on the Rambam, ends up commenting that they're really two types of chinuch. There's one chinuch which requires all the details, which in the context of fasting and Yom Kippur is hashlama, doing the fast day from beginning to end and completing it. That's all the details. And then there's more of a general type, which is just like l'shos, a little fasting, just getting used to, getting comfortable with fasting, comfortable with the concept of chinuch, but doesn't require all the details. So there's machlokes rishonim, and then there seems to be two dinim within the Rambam. So now plugging this back in to Tur Evin, this would explain, I think, where the Tur Evin's coming from, and a fourth answer as to how children are chayiv in mitzos, even though they can't accomplish the proper kavan. Because if you assume that the mitzvah of chinuch is on the child, and the same exact details of the father, or the gadol, rather, applies to a katan, it wouldn't work. If I'm chayiv, mitzvah tzichas kavana, as a child, I'm also chayiv, and it wouldn't work. But if you assume the mitzvah of chinuch is on the parent, and the parent's obligation is simply to just ensure that there's an environment, there's an experience of mitzvahs, even though all the details may not be at play, so then you could kind of do away with the kavana aspect. The kavana is a prate mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is achilas matzah. The ikar mitzvah is, a lulav. But that prati mitzvah is not necessary, as long as I'm making him ragil to perform the mitzvah, which I think is very meduyk in the Tur Evin, because he says, yehi ragil mechunach b'mitzvahs. That's the concept. Not to create a new mitzvah for the children, but just to create an environment and an experience for the children. And that would be the fourth answer. Let me just, again, summarize the four answers again. We had first, either this is Ratzon Hashem, that even though children don't have Kavana, they could still perform mitzvahs because that's Ratzon Hashem. Or because we had suggested that maybe Kavana in general is a very low level amount of Kavana needed, and maybe that's enough of a child to have that type of Kavana. Thirdly, we said maybe the need for Kavana is only Dirabanan. And they said the children don't require that Kavana because Hey Mamru. And fourthly, maybe the nature of chinuch is that not that you need all the prate mitzvah, but you just need the ikar mitzvah, and to be rug in the mitzvah, that would be sufficient, and therefore you could do away with kavana, and yet still say, children are chayiv in mitzvahs. Okay, tomorrow we're going to start the next sugya in the Gemara about Bal Tosef. We'll talk about two dinim of Bal Tosef the next 2 days. One is about, in general, Bal Tosef, how chachamim were able to add on new mitzvahs, like Megillah, Purim, and Chanukah. The next day we talk about Baal Tosef as it relates to women and performing mitzvahs even when they're putter, and particularly when it comes to Tkiyas Shofar. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone be safe, stay dry, and out of the tornado watch.